Chasing China.
Ni hao and welcome back everyone to another short and fun episode. Today we're diving into the world of random and trivial knowledge about China and Beijing. Get ready for some fun facts that you probably didn't know before and that will make you laugh. So let's start. Spitting ban. The issue of public spitting in Beijing was a significant concern for both residents and visitors due to its unsanitary nature and negative impact on public hygiene. Historically, spitting was a common habit in Chinese culture, often considered acceptable or even necessary for personal hygiene reasons. However, as China underwent rapid modernization and urbanization, attitudes towards public behavior began to change. With the aim of improving public health and cleanliness, the Beijing government implemented various measures to address the problem of public spitting. And one notable measure was the imposition of fines on individuals caught spitting in public places. And these fines served to encourage people from engaging in the behavior. Additionally, public awareness campaigns were launched to educate the population about the health hazards associated with spitting and to promote more hygienic habits. Over time, these efforts contributed to a significant decline in the prevalence of public spitting in Beijing. And today, while the practice has not been entirely eradicated, it has become far less common compared to previous decades. The success of Beijing's spitting ban serves as an example of how government intervention and public education can lead to positive changes in social behavior and public health outcomes. Superstition. In Chinese culture, the number 4 is considered unlucky because it sounds similar to the word for death, so si in Chinese. And this phonetic similarity has led to a widespread superstition surrounding the number 4. And as a result, you may notice that many buildings in China skip the 4th floor or any other floors containing the number 4, such as the 14th or the 24th floor. Additionally, people may avoid the number 4 in various aspects of daily life, such as phone numbers, license plates, and addresses, due to its perceived negative connotation. And this aversion to the number 4 can indeed lead to some amusing situation, such as people going to lengths to avoid using or mentioning the number whenever possible. And during Chinese New Year, it is a common tradition for people to give red envelopes, known as hongbao, containing money as a gift to relatives, friends, and younger generation. And also here, it's important to avoid giving amounts that contain the number 4. Instead, people typically give amounts that are considered lucky, such as those ending in an even number or with the number 8. And this practice reflects the importance of symbolism and superstition in Chinese tradition, even during festive occasions like Chinese New Year. Fake Apple stores. China is home to some impressively convincing fake Apple stores. So from the blue shirts to the sleek wooden tables, they've got it all down. And these fake Apple stores in China showed that many people there really like Apple products. But it also made some problems. Apple took action against the people doing this. They worked with the government to stop the fake stores and products. And at the same time, Apple opened more real stores and made sure they were authorized sellers. And this helped people to get real and safe Apple products and at the same time helped to protect the Apple brand. Bicycle graveyards. With the rise of bike sharing services, China saw a boom in bicycles. However, as the popularity of bike sharing grew, so did the problem of bikes being abandoned and left scattered across city streets. And this phenomenon resulted in what are commonly referred to as bicycle graveyards or ghost cities. And in these areas, millions of bicycles from various bike-sharing companies would accumulate, creating chaotic scenes where streets and public spaces were overwhelmed with abandoned bikes. And these bicycle graveyards became symbolic of the challenges associated with the rapid expansion of bike-sharing services and the lack of effective regulation and management. And the presence of bicycle graveyards not only posed aesthetic and logistical challenges for city residents and authorities, but also raised concerns about environmental impact and public safety. Efforts to address the problem of bicycle graveyards included implementing stricter regulation on bike-sharing operators, imposing fines for improper parking or abandonment of bikes. And some cities also undertook large-scale cleanup operations to remove abandoned bicycles and restore order to public spaces. And if you want to see these bicycle ghost cities, check out my latest Instagram post. Special birthday traditions. In China, eating noodles on one's birthday is considered a special tradition that symbolizes longevity and good fortune. The long noodles are believed to represent a long life, and by consuming them on their birthday, people wish for a healthy and prosperous year ahead. This tradition is deeply rooted in Chinese culture and is practiced by many families across the country. It's not just about enjoying a delicious meal, but also about embracing cultural beliefs and auspicious symbolism. Fake cities. In China, they like to make copies of famous places from all around the world. You can find replicas of famous landmarks in many Chinese cities. They copy things like the Eiffel Tower from Paris or the Sphinx from Egypt. For example, you might see a small version of London's Tower Bridge, but with a Chinese-style roof on top. Or you might find a little copy of New York's Statue of Liberty, but with Chinese designs on it. Seeing these copycat landmarks is a bit strange, because it feels like you're in two places at once. But it shows how much China likes things from other countries and how they make them their own. Whether you're looking at a copy of the Colosseum in Rome or the Taj Mahal in India, it's like seeing something you know, but also something new and different. Beijing traffic. So Beijing's traffic jams are legendary, but the city also has an inventive solution, subway squash. During peak hours, subway staff assist passengers in fitting into the trains, even when they are very crowded, to make sure as many people as possible can board and travel efficiently. And another fun fact regarding the traffic in Beijing is that there's a rule called the license plate lottery or odd-even rule, and that restricts vehicles from driving on certain days based on the last digit of their license plate number. So this rule is implemented to reduce traffic jams and air pollution by limiting the number of cars on the road on any given day. And this is how it works. Cars with license plates ending in an odd number are allowed to drive on certain days designated for odd number plates, while those ending in an even number can drive on even number days. There are exceptions to this rule, such as electric vehicles, certain types of government vehicles, and vehicles with specific permits. And last but not least, the Beijing National Stadium, also known as the Bird's Nest. This iconic structure is more than just a cool building. It was built for the 2008 Summer Olympics and now is used for something different in the winter. So during the winter months, the Bird's Nest undergoes a remarkable transformation into the world's largest indoor ski slope. It's like a big snowy mountain inside the stadium. And it offers a range of slopes and trails to skiers of all skill levels, from beginners to advanced enthusiasts. And in addition to skiing, the Bird's Nest also hosts a variety of other winter activities and events, including snowboarding, ice skating, and snow tubing. It has become a popular destination for winter sports enthusiasts and tourists seeking an unforgettable experience in the heart of Beijing. The transformation of the Bird's Nest into an indoor ski slope demonstrates the innovative use of existing infrastructure and the ability to repurpose iconic landmarks for new purposes. It not only showcases Beijing's commitment to promoting winter sports and tourism, but also highlights the city's dedication to sustainability and maximizing the utility of its architectural assets. Overall, the Bird's Nest indoor ski slope offers a one-of-a-kind opportunity to combine sports, architecture, and adventure, making it a must-visit destination for travelers seeking a unique winter experience in Beijing. These were some of the fun facts I could find about China and Beijing. I hope you enjoyed them. If you want to hear more and learn more about these more or less useful informations about China, let me know and write it down in the comments. Your feedback helps shape the content, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts. Until next time, 再见 and happy chasing!